Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek He, Mishnah Gimel. We just said in the last Mishnah that if there are two contradictory answers to Bedikot, two opposite answers when it comes to what the judges ask a person about a side detail of the case he was witnessing, then we throw out the testimony and say that it's invalid. Here the Mishnah is going to say that there are exceptions to that rule if the witnesses give certain answers that may seem to not fit with each other. We say that no, maybe we could assume that they both meant the same thing. We'll explain. Mishnah says, Ehad omed b'shnayim b'chodesh, ve'ehad omed b'shlosha b'chodesh. If one witness says that the crime happened on the 2nd of the month, and the second witness says that the crime happened on the 3rd of the month, talking about the date, edutan kayemet, the testimony stands, because we assume that they made a simple mistake. We know that the calendar has either 29 or 30 days in it, the Jewish calendar per month, 29 or 30 days, depending on when the witnesses came to announce that they saw the new moon. If they came late, if they missed that, the getting to the Bet Din to declare Rosh Chodesh, then the rabbis would add an extra day to the month. So therefore, what we say is, in this case, where one said that it was on the 2nd of the month, and the other witnesses said it was on the 3rd of the month, the first witness knew that there was a 30-day month in the previous month. So therefore, the date that he saw the crime was the 2nd. He knows that it was the previous month had 30 days, and therefore this was 2 days later, it was the 2nd of the month. But the second witness, who testified that it was the 3rd of the month, he did not know that an extra day was added to the previous month. He thought that the previous month was only 29 days long. So when he saw a case that happened, he assumed it was 3 days after the 29th, so it was the 3rd of the month. So therefore, they're really both talking about the same date. They're both in agreement, and they made a very common mistake. There's no conspiracy going on by the fact that they're answering something different. We can solve a contradiction and say that their testimony is valid, it's correct, genuine, and therefore it stands. But Ehad omed b'shlosha, ve'ehad omed b'hamisha, edutan betela. If one witness says that the crime happened on the 3rd of the month, and the other witness says that the crime happened on the 5th of the month, then the testimony is betela, it's void. 2 day difference is an impossibility. There's no way to say that they're really in agreement. There's no way to smooth it out. We have to say that they're talking about two different days and that they're contradicting each other, and therefore we throw out their testimony. If one witness says that the crime happened on the 2nd hour of the day, and the second witness says that it happened on the 3rd hour of the day, we say, edutan kayemet, the testimony stands. We accept that they're both talking about the same thing. And sometimes people make an honest mistake. They didn't have watches in those days. They make an honest mistake in what the time was between the 2nd and the 3rd hour. A person could make that mistake, so therefore we don't throw out their testimony. But if one of the witnesses said that the crime happened during the 3rd hour of the day, and the second witness said, no, it happened during the 5th hour of the day, then they're in direct contradiction to each other. Edutan betela, the testimony is void. That type of mistake is not manageable. We can't say that they were talking about the same thing. One of them must not be telling the truth. Rabbi Yehuda omer kayemet. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, we do keep the testimony because people have the ability to confuse the 3rd hour and the 5th hour. It's not so far off. So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, we allow the testimony to stand. But in this case, everybody would agree that the testimony is not accepted, even Rabbi Yehuda. Ehad omed b'hamesh, ve'ehad omed b'sheva. If one witness says that the crime happened in the 5th hour of the day, and the second witness says that the crime happened in the 7th hour of the day, if we pause right here, we would think that it's the same as before. That Rabbi Yehuda would say, kayemet, that the testimony stands. It's only a 2-hour difference. And before, when we were talking about the 3rd hour of the day and the 5th hour of the day, Rabbi Yehuda said that we accept the testimony. So maybe the same here. But we say no, edutan betela, the testimony is not accepted even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shebehamesh hama b'mizrach, ubsheva hama b'ma'arav. Because during the 5th hour, the sun is in the east and in the seventh hour, the sun is in the west. It's very easy to tell the difference between these 2 hours. People would not confuse it with each other. So therefore, they must be talking about two very different times, and therefore they're in contradiction to each other. They don't fit, and their testimony is thrown out.